This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, and the stories that lead today's show are as follows. Medical info on your iPhone. It could become a reality. Some big Netflix news. We're going to talk about some tricks that Amazon's up to and a way to track Amazon price changes. And the most appalling article of the night, we're going to talk about how banks, yes, your bank, is tracking your every move on the internet. Talk about that. Of course, all the news of the day. I want to welcome you to episode 1207 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, Thursday, June 15th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support the show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider or just paypal.me/geeknews. You can pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. I want to give a warm welcome to all the new listeners of the show. Thanks for being here. Thanks for checking the show out. Make sure you visit geeknewscentral.com to subscribe to the show and newsletter. That's where the action's at. If you visit daily, we want you to read all the great content that the writers are putting together over there. Of course, we have an email on today's show. It's very easy to email me, geeknews@gmail.com. Matter of fact, if you're new to the show or if you're a longtime listener to the show, take your cell phone out right now. Snap where you are and email me at geeknews@gmail.com. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at geeknews. You can join our Slack channel by sending me an email and say, hey, Todd, I want to be part of the Ohana Slack channel. You can follow me on Google Plus or Facebook very, very simply by just searching for my name, Todd Cochran. You can watch the show when I'm home in Hawaii on the Roku and on the Apple TV. You can listen on Amazon Echo or by telling Alexa to play the latest edition of this show's name. You can listen or watch at blueberry.com, you can listen on Stitcher, or you can tell your Google Home device to play the podcast Geek News Central. Partner shows include the good folks at Jacob and Jeff with No Better Than Average, and then we've got the Gadget Professor with Mr. Don Bain. We have the Pro Geared site being put together by our writing team at Geek News Central, the new media show with Rob Greenlee and myself, and of course, the podcast Legend Show. This is the longest running continuous, well, this show has the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast in the universe, and that's GoDaddy.com. We want you to take time to get over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy and see all the deals there, whether it be a 99-cent.com, whether it be a hosting account where you can get basically a year's worth of hosting for $12, which includes a free domain, whether it be a standard hosting account or a managed WordPress site, it's all the same. You can get 30% off discount code and products and services at GoDaddy. Or if you're a business owner, you can look at Website Builder. Check all that out at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. We want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here at Geek News Central. I don't know if I mentioned it or not. We got the May totals down a little bit, but still respectable enough to keep the lights on. If I already told you that, I apologize. My days are running together here. I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of like coming and going. I've had a week full of consulting, some very long nights. It's affected my ability to go to the gym. I'm not eating as good as I've been for the previous week. So tonight, I was kind of back on track, got a good workout, was able to keep the calories down throughout the day. Sometimes you just got to grab and go, and that's a challenge. And but anyway, I'm looking forward to getting back to Honolulu. But let me tell you, I did have to extend my trip, so I'm not leaving now on Saturday. I'm here through the weekend, all day on Monday. Matter of fact, I have a very, very, very full Monday, so I don't think there's actually going to be a show Monday night, unless I pull off a miracle and get everything done with the clients I've been meeting with, but I would expect Monday evening to go late, so very possibly no show on Monday. be back in Honolulu flying home on Tuesday. Yeah, I got whacked on the old airline change charges, but that's what happens. But get home on Tuesday, so we'll have a regular show on Thursday. Kind of back to kind of my regular schedule, but just been really, you know, I had a list when I came out here. I had a list of things I wanted to accomplish in the evenings, and I've got like 3 items of like 20 done, and it's kind of crazy. This has probably been the busiest trip that I've been on in a long, long time. So anyway, that you guys don't want to hear about that. We'll get into the show here in just a second. But one thing I did do in this hotel is here long enough, 4 days to basically, I ordered some stuff from Amazon that I can't order in Hawaii. My portable external batteries were getting a little long in the tooth. So I picked up 3 Anker batteries. I bought 2 that were, let's see, let me look here. One was 20,100 and the other one was 26,800. So I picked up a total of 3 batteries and I'll be taking those home with me because I can't order batteries online anymore to be shipped to Honolulu. If I need pro batteries, everything, they are restricted from being shipped. So either I have to ship them to my mom's and she reships them, which is, you know, kind of stupid because it defeats the purpose. But long story short here, I did get them delivered to the hotel and I've had a couple things delivered. Sometimes same day delivery or 1 day delivery. And I mean, of course, you know, living in Hawaii, everything is typically 3 days. So pretty spoiled. Those of you that get this 1 day delivery stuff or same day delivery, amazing. Absolutely shocking. I mean, I run through the checkout and no problem sending to the hotel. And matter of fact, the lady at the hotel said, yeah, we get a bunch of stuff every day from Amazon. She says it's pretty remarkable. And I thought it was too. But anyway, that's it. Possibly again, no show on Monday. It really is going to be a tight for me to make that happen. But let's get into the content here so we can get through the stack and get everyone on their way. And by the way, just everyone, thank you so much for your ongoing dedication to listening to this show and follow me on Facebook and making comments. And I do appreciate it. If you're not following me on Facebook, please do friend me and I'll friend you back. I get that rash of really beautiful women that follow me on Facebook just like everyone else does. So I'll know if you look like a normal person, you're probably not a spammer. So definitely add me. I definitely appreciate it. But let's talk about the first article on the list tonight. And this is an article that came out from the Register. And it's really pretty surprising here. And I didn't realize this. And I don't ever remember covering this topic before. But the title of the article says, banking websites are littered with trackers oogling your credit risk. And many times, lenders already know whether to approve you before you even apply. In a study, it's warning that third-party trackers litter banking websites and the privacy-invading tech is being used to rate our creditworthiness. Among the top 10 financial institution websites visited in the United States and the United Kingdom, there are 110 third-party trackers snooping on surfers each time they visit. Online privacy firm eBlocker reports that PNC Bank has roughly 33 trackers, making it the biggest snoop. By comparison, HSBC has only 2, JP Morgan had 9, other figures include TD Bank at 20, BNY Mellon 14, US Bank 9, Bank of America 6, Citibank 6, Capital 1 6, and Wells Fargo 5. And they say by allowing third-party trackers to access our financial data, we're letting banks and lenders make the decision to approve or disapprove loans or credit applications before we even request to apply for one. Using our personal information, data companies like Visual DNA in EFL have predicted willingness to repay and other risk factors and generates a personal credit risk score that lenders can use in accessing applicants that we don't get to see. This is something that comes in purely based upon our web surfing habits. I find this pretty appalling. And, you know, every once in a while, people will shop around for credit cards, right? You'll go looking to see what kind of rates people have. I've done that in the past. Not really in recent past, but you would think if you're shopping around, if that data is being collected on you, you may not get as low of an interest rate purely based upon, you know, the information that's in your browser. And they're looking at how much, you know, they're looking at what type of shopping sites you're going to, and I would assume where you're spending your money. So pretty sad state of affairs. So when you go to your banking site, my suggestion at this point, based on what I'm reading here, is to go there with an incognito window so that they don't get to see any of that data. They may try to drop some still on you, but wow, pretty crazy stuff. Hey, just as a, oh, by the way, Voyager 1 has passed another milestone. It's now 138 AU from planet Earth and making another milestone. Big news out of Netflix. Netflix today basically came out and said that they've changed course. And they say they're going to never outgrow the fight for net neutrality. They'd been on the side of the fence for a while. And again, after a few months of wishy-washy statements of non-net neutrality, indicating the company had largely given up on it, Netflix is changing course. In a tweet today, the company wrote, "Netflix will never outgrow the fight for net neutrality. Everyone deserves an open internet." It also linked to the Battle for the Net campaign, indicating that Netflix had signed on to take action. So I have both those links up in the website for you to take a peek at. But one of the most important things that was reported today on Forbes, and this is monumental, absolutely monumental. Netflix is surpassing major cable providers in the United States as number of subscribers. So in 2012, Netflix had 23.41 million, with cable having 52.6. Fast forward to quarter one, 2017, Netflix has 50.85 million subscribers, where, 50 billion, what was I thinking? 48.61 million on major cable providers. So a continued decline, not as sharp of a decline for cable, but we're at a crossing point. So from here on out, Netflix number goes up, cable providers go down, and that's huge, huge. And this includes major cable providers accounting for roughly 95% of the cable subscribers and slightly less than half of all multi-channel pay TV subscribers. So this is big, big news. Congratulations to Netflix, and stick a fork in your cable provider. Amazon now is starting to put some brick-and-mortar stores up, right? We've heard about this. We've talked about some of their very cool, like grocery store-type shopping things that they've got in certain areas. But Amazon is now implementing tech to thwart comparison shopping in its stores. They've been granted a patent to redirect and block competitor information on their own Wi-Fi networks. So if you go into an Amazon store, and again, I don't know how big they are. As a matter of fact, how many of you actually connect to a store's Wi-Fi when you go in it? I might at Starbucks, or if I'm going to be sitting in a restaurant for a little while, I might connect to their Wi-Fi. I won't do anything, you know, nothing, you know, I'll be like surf the net, or, and very rarely do I even want to check email on someone else's network, to be honest with you. But if you connect to Wi-Fi within an Amazon store, and as you're walking around, and if they think you're doing comparison shopping, they're going to block your ability to do that. And they may send a sales assistant over to talk to you. I want someone to test this, see if this is actually working within stores. So now they're going to try to prevent what we all do when we go into a brick and mortar. Right? You go into brick and mortar, and because you guess what you can do? Most companies price match. Not all, but some. You go in, you find an item, it's cheaper online. You at least can ask if the price match, and oftentimes the companies can. But Amazon has looked like they're trying to prevent that, which is kind of surprising. But at the same time, those of you that shop on Amazon a lot or are tracking stuff, there's a browser extension now that tracks price drives on Amazon. So Chrome has a plugin or browser extension, again, that automatically finds and applies coupon codes at checkout. And even better, they release an update that lets you track price drops on Amazon. So I'll have the link up in the show notes for you to check that out. And it's always good to go to Amazon sometimes in an incognito window as well and see if it offers you a secondary price for an item when you're shopping on their website. CNBC is reporting that Apple wants the iPhone to manage your medical history. Apple's been working on a hush-hush project that would make your whole medical history more accessible, according to CNBC. The tech titan reportedly wants to turn your iPhone into a repository for every diagnosis, lab test result, prescription, health info, and doctor comment. That way, you don't have to go through a bunch of emails to find the one test result sent as a PDF attachment or have your previous doctor send data over to your new one. You know, in all honesty, I never get reports from my doctor. The military medicine, going to VA or Tripler, no, their medical record information being sent or reports being sent or lab results? Yeah, right. Not where I go for healthcare. But anyway, they're trying to replicate what it did for music. It wants to create a sort of an iTunes for health that would serve as a centralized management system for all your medical info. So they have to have this data become HIPAA compliant. They got to have a way to lock it down, encrypt it. Most of their medical stuff is already in the cloud, so this kind of makes sense. Would you get permission for Apple to have your medical history on your iPhone? It's an interesting question. I'd love to hear your thoughts and comments. geeknews@gmail.com. There's an article on CNET that really blew me away. And I really got to thinking about this for a second. It says, we're watching videos on our phones more than ever. A record high, 57% of video plays worldwide in the first quarter of 2017 were on phones. Wow. Screen size matters, I guess not. So more than half of you are watching videos on your mobile devices. I wonder if this is really being driven by folks that are older. Younger. I wonder if younger kids watch a lot of YouTube videos and that kind of stuff are the ones driving these video numbers. Because if I'm watching any serious content, I'm watching on my big screen. You know, even here in the hotel, I always travel with my Amazon Fire. And I've been watching a series in the hotel, which has been pretty good. I haven't, been watching a local cable that they've got here. It's pretty crappy. But I don't watch videos. I may watch a YouTube video here and there on my phone, but that's it. So maybe it shouldn't come as a surprise. Does it surprise you? 57% globally. That's an amazing, amazing number. Hey, if you're in for need a hard drive, Seagate has a 4 terabyte portable USB 3.0 hard drive available for $99. That's an amazing price. So this is available on, believe it or not, on eBay. It's selling. Let's see if it's still available. How many do they have? Yeah, $99. Is it a handheld one or full size? This is really a great deal. This price, I guess, is $139, $40 off, so $99. It's by Newegg. So it's actually the reseller Newegg is selling it on eBay. So 476 have been sold in the past 24 hours. I don't know how much it costs to ship. So anyway, very, very cool. I do very little shopping on eBay anymore. But there's some other deals in the CNET article. You want to link it up. I always love finding cool deals. When you find a deal, definitely email me. Let me know, all right? Tonight, a bat single will light up the sky in tribute to Batman Adam West. The iconic symbol used to call the crime fighter will shine on the tower of Los Angeles City Hall this evening. So from around 9 p.m. Pacific, if you're in L.A., look to the skies. The city is calling Batman, but sadly, he cannot answer. But nice tribute, L.A. Good job. If you own a Dodge Grand Caravan, well, I'm sorry to let you know, Dodge has issued a recall for 209,135,000 of the 2011-2012 Dodge Grand Caravan minivan. The vehicle in question carried product dates between August 23, 2010 and July 25, 2012. According to the defect report, Dodge believes 1% of the recalled vehicles carry the problem in question. The issue can be traced to a wiring harness. Some of the recalled vehicles may have a steering wheel wiring harness trapped between the plastic recover at the edge of the horn plate. So they could lead to deployment. I will tell you one thing about Dodge Grand Caravans. This is the vehicle of choice that I rent when I go to trade shows. And the reason for it is the Dodge Grand Caravan, the seats fold flat into the wheel wells. If you're ever looking, you know, if you ever have to move a bunch of stuff, and I'm telling you, you can load like 25, 30 boxes of various sizes in the back of a Dodge Grand Caravan and still have another passenger with you. It has got the most cargo area, I think, of any vehicle that I have ever rented. So if you know, using minivans are pretty expensive to rent, but if you're thinking about getting a full-size truck or something like that, look at a caravan. It might do the job. And plus, everything's locked up and secure. Facebook is using official intelligence to fight terrorism. The social network dodged by criticism explains its effort to combat extremist content. The company says it will take both software and humans to knock it down. And the company's drawn criticism, of course, and their stance says they're going to eradicate it. But Facebook says its AI efforts in counterterrorism are still recent. But one method the social network uses is image matching. That means if someone posts a picture of a known terrorist, Facebook software can match it. For example, propaganda video from ISIS or other images of videos from extremist content, Facebook removes nearly immediately. And they've been experimenting with ways to understand and analyze language on the site as well. Well, I'm going to tell you, some of those languages are very, very difficult. You look at some of the Afghani dialects and so forth. There's very, very few linguists in the world that can speak those languages unless they speak English and they've natively grown up there. So we'll see what Facebook does. How many of you still have a fax machine? Maybe you've got an all-in-one printer, does scanning, and it'll still do a fax. How many of you have had to send a fax? You know, I do mostly scanning and sending of PDFs. It's been, you know, very rare. Because I got one vendor that still takes faxes. But if you have to send a fax, you can send free faxes from your phone. Most phones support it. And this specific article talks about Android phones and tablets. So some information on that, on how you can actually accomplish it and actually send something. So link will be up in the show notes on that. So abandon the fax machines. Imagine you're playing a slot machine. And matter of fact, there's a couple of casinos here in the area. I was amazed. Casinos are everywhere now. I haven't any time to go, you know, play any craps, of course. But imagine if you were playing a slot machine, and all of a sudden it said you won $43 million jackpot. You'd be pretty jazzed, right? Well, imagine the opposite feeling when the casino told you there was a malfunction and you're not getting the jackpot, even though the slot machine lit up and said it was printing a cash ticket for $42,949,672.76. Well, the casino says the machine isn't even allowed to pay that much. They said the machine's only allowed to pay up to $6,500. So anyway, this New York casino is being sued by this woman. She is not happy that she was denied her earnings. And I'm going to tell you, I think these casinos should have to pay these winnings. If you have crappy software, it's not our fault. Does the crappy software keeping us from winning? That's the next question. Do I get my money back when I put my $100 bill in and I lose it all? Can I raise my hand and say the machine malfunctioned and took all my cash? Can I do that? Don't think so. So when it says you've won, they better pay, in all honesty. But it's always in the casino's favor. That's how they keep those lights on and floors clean and everything else. Shanghai is getting an absolutely ridiculous self-driving store on wheels. And I don't know why this Swedish startup is doing this, but a Swedish startup called Wheelies is trying to match Amazon at creating cashier free stores with automated checkout in a rolling store. So they have a bus that you can walk in and shop. Now, maybe produce and that type of stuff might work, but you know, you can buy regular consumer goods in this thing too. So it's an interesting idea, and I think it has applications in rural America. But I'm not so sure that this is a great idea in a city landscape where there's a lot of shopping opportunities. Maybe, I don't know. Would you shop from a bus that pulled up outside your house? Would you go out and shop if it was competitively priced? Interesting, yeah? So we'll see what happens with this startup. DirecTV, boy. They really want to draw new subscribers. They were giving away a free Roku Premiere. And I thought that was kind of surprising. So DirecTV hasn't been able to tempt you with a free Apple TV set-top box, a free year of HBO, or its limited-time launch offer. AT&T still isn't done trying. So they're offering two Roku Premiere boxes for any new DirecTV. Now AT&T Unlimited Choice or Unlimited Plus customers that prepays for 2 months of service. Now, you still have to have internet service to power the stupid thing. But anyway, that's what they want to do. Lyft is saying it's going to have all of its self-driving cars will be powered by 100% renewable energy. So in the future, when you jumped into a Lyft and there's no driver there, they're going to roll you around in an electric car. It only makes sense. How long before that happens? That is the question. WikiLeaks is revealing how the government could hack your router. You know, I don't think it should come as any surprise. You should be checking your router on a periodic basis and applying patches that your router manufacturer puts out. How many of you have checked your routers recently? Make yourself a reminder to log into your router at least once a month and see if there's updates for it. Some routers will actually notify you when there's an update available. Make sure you keep your routers patched, folks. Don't give the bad guys the opportunity to get in your machine. And it's hard enough staying secure these days. Just don't give anyone an edge. Twitter has tweaked its design again in an attempt to woo newcomers. They've updated basically settings and a few things. They haven't really changed the interface too much, but they're trying to make the personalization easier. So if you're on your Twitter app, you'll be able to see these tweaks. I know many of you like the Microsoft Surface. The folks at Engadget The Verge have done a nice review on the Microsoft Surface Pro. And they do a pretty nice write-up. But, you know, one thing I always laugh is anytime a Windows product that is in itself beautiful gets a review, they often say it looks kind of plain. You have to admit that the Surface series is pretty sexy. They're very nice machines for sure. But the Microsoft line is, exceptionally nice. But anyway, the Verge review is available for you. I'm a little bit worried messaging startup Slack, and I'm a big Slack user. I'm in at least 6 or 7 Slack channels, is said to draw interest from Amazon. So Amazon may be looking to buy up Slack. You know, Slack has great integration with Google and other services. You know, we pay for Slack for at Raw Voice. We have a commercial account, business account, and you can really link a lot of different stuff. It's reduced our internal email by gobs, like 90 or 95%. Everything we do is in Slack channels. It really is that effective. So maybe they're going to get bought up by Amazon. If they do, I guess congratulations. I just hope they don't change the service too much. Now, speaking about stupidity, well, let's refer to stupidity. You know, Verizon, they bought Yahoo. I think that will go down in history as the most stupid acquisition known to man. But the Yahoo cleanup will cost Verizon $500 million, $500 million to pay severance pays, integration costs. It is believed as many as 2,000 Yahoo workers will be getting pink slips in connection with the transaction. Again, they're going to have they're going to mark down $500 million pre-tax in the second quarter of 2017. So if you got stock in Verizon, hold on to your wallets. Matter of fact, if you haven't got out now, maybe it's time to get out. HP, they're trying to be green. They're turning trash into printer cartridges. So they're working very hard to recycle trash and its plastics to make printer cartridges. So they're doing their part to be a little bit greener in making those cartridges. And it's, what's kind of funny is they show a huge a container of plastic soda bottles. And I'm looking at that and I think to myself here, what is the story with this? In that the, they got enough plastic bottles there to make, probably enough cartridges to last, it's a disproportionate amount of plastic. So it's just really odd to see this picture, but maybe it's a stock photo. I don't know. Have you guys known about Amazon Dash? The Amazon Dash one lets you order groceries with your voice from Amazon. For a limited time, the Dash one is essentially free. Pay $20 and get a $20 Amazon credit. We all like free stuff, so definitely check out the Amazon Dash. Don't know exactly what it does, but I guess you can order stuff by just speaking to it. So anyway, link will be up in the show notes for you to check that out. Facebook is requesting input on hard questions about censorship. They've set up an email, hardquestions@facebook.com, where you can send feedback and suggestions for more questions that they should address. And so if you've got some feedback for them, so you please do that. This is about fake news and all that type of stuff as well. So the link will be up in the show notes. Interesting way to get feedback. Why didn't they just do a survey? Also, Uber is being sued by the woman who was raped by one of its drivers in India. She's filed a lawsuit against the ride-hailing company, and three current former executives are who mishandled her medical information. So we'll see what happens here. If they just go ahead and write a check, if they were smart, they would just do that. Those of you up north of the border, up in Canada. Canada has banned locked phones as it looks to make switching carriers easier. So the Wireless Code of Conduct has received an update to address some of its widely held complaints, but it doesn't fix everything. But at least you can now get unlocked phones because they're banned. Locked phones are banned in Canada. And I don't know the exact date that it's going to go in. Oh, December 1st. Is that the date? I'm looking here, skimming. I don't know when the date that it'll be active, but I have the link up in the show notes. There's a good article on Bloomberg. Tim Cook on Donald Trump, the HomePod, and the legacy of Steve Jobs. Good read. Link will be up in the show notes for that. And final article tonight, if you're looking for a phone, B&H has knocked $100 off the price of the LG V20. And right now, this is a solid phone. It's a little cheaper than usual. Anyway, link up in PC World. Oh, my son just messaged me. He said, Dad, I got a phone. So let me message him. Oh, new number. Oh, what did you get? Oh, interesting. This is very interesting development, ladies and gentlemen. My wife has been against my son getting a phone for a while. She's fought it, saying he plays too many games. I'm actually a little bit surprised that, mom just activated the Samsung S5. So we had a brand new Samsung S5, and now he has a phone. So let me ask him, Verizon or T-Mobile? So you guys are getting the drama here. But she didn't consult with me. I'm actually a little bit surprised. I was resisting an activated phone a little bit longer. I wanted to, he's going to be a freshman, and I know I'm a prude. So, she put it on the Verizon account. He only gets 3 gigs per month. Oh, I wonder if she put it, I'll find out the details. She probably told him that's your limit. He'll kill 3 gigs in easy. But he's pretty prudent. He's been using Wi-Fi. He knows what to do. So let me send him a message back. Let me not spoil his excitement here. And I'll say awesome. Oh, what's going on here, password? Awesome. All right. Anyway, we're going to wrap up the show here. I don't think there was any email that came in. Let me look real quick and see if there was. A little bit shorter shows, folks. Oh, yeah, it did. Here we go. We got a email from, he said, Todd, your comments from last Monday's show at the very end with, this one, I already did that one. I already got that one, too. How come it didn't said 3 days ago? All right. No one loved me on this last show. Geeknews@gmail.com is the place to email your comments. Take a picture. Where are you right now? Where are you listening? Want to hear from you. And tell me a little bit about yourself, how long you've been a listener of the show. All right. So again, probably no show on Monday. Thanks for your patience with me being in the studio and having this breathy microphone and everything else. It's been my pleasure to do 4 shows for you on the road, keeping my promise to do that. And of course, I'm apologizing in advance for the one show that I probably won't be able to do, but good reason for the extension, folks. Good reason for the extension. So Todd has to survive. Let's just leave it at that. But nothing health related, financial. So everyone take care. And geeknews@gmail.com is the email. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next week back in Honolulu. Everyone take care. And thanks for listening. Aloha.